From Ben Franklin Studios in Queen Creek, Arizona, it's the Radio 201 Podcast.
Hello and welcome to an episode of Radio 201, the podcast from Benjamin Franklin High School. This is Angelo Fernando, your host. Today I want to do something a bit different, and that is to introduce my colleague, Mrs. Ellis, Melanie Ellis, who has a way of firing up the room full of that energy. And she's not only talking about the true, the good, and the beautiful, which is something that comes up a lot in our daily assembly, but she's also talking about something about gaining wisdom. So take a listen and enjoy the podcast.
Girls, you took third place. That is awesome. Give them a hand for the girls. That is amazing. All right, and then we've got our boys. Boys, get this. They took first place. Yeah. Fantastic. Okay, guys. All right, we have a new quote of the week. It's by Marcel Proust, and it says, "We don't receive wisdom. We must discover it for ourselves after a journey that no one can take for us or spare us." So we're going to be talking about how we gain wisdom throughout our journey and lots of different aspects of that, and also how to be self-sufficient, okay, with our journey and make sure we know what we're in control of and what we can do to gain wisdom. You guys are discovering a lot, and you are very courageous because you are at a tough school, okay? You have high expectations here, not just in academics, but you also are given expectations to act virtuously, right? And to learn these virtues and to try your best to portray them in your life and emulate them. So I can't believe how prepared our students leave Benjamin Franklin High School for college. And I feel like they are way more prepared than I was when I left high school. Our hope is that you leave here not just understanding what's academically expected of you and expected of you for a career, but also how to seek out what is true, good, and beautiful. Well, I've been reading a book, and it's called The Anatomy of Peace, and I wanted to share with you guys some profound thoughts I had in regards to gaining wisdom in your life and how we can make things better. So, there's an example in the book where a character's father was a construction contractor. There it is, okay. And this contractor, when a wall did not meet up with the ceiling or something was wrong, he explained to his son, we have to justify that wall, okay? So he had to fix what was wrong. They had to make it right so that the soundness of the construction would work out, right? So he said that always stuck with him. And as he went through life and he made a poor choice, whether it be, you know, what he said to someone or what he did, some action he took, he realized there was two different ways to justify that action, okay? Well, sometimes we just make mistakes, and it's a good thing to justify those mistakes if you're speaking in the same terms as they were when they were doing construction, and that's to make it right. Okay, so last week, I totally forgot to do Student of the Month in the high school. I was in charge of OC, didn't do it. I know, boo. I was terrible, right? Kids didn't get their certificates, the teachers were waiting there, and I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't get the email reminder, and it slipped my mind. So all weekend, I was like, oh, gotta make that right. So texted Coach Jeffries, what are we gonna do? We're gonna have an extra Student of the Month this week. It's all good, everything's right, okay? So I took something that was crooked in my life and I fixed it, kind of. Oh, let me tell you the ugly side of justification, though. Sometimes we do something that's not so good, right? And we justify it in a way that makes us feel like it's right, even though it's still wrong, okay? Let me give you some real life examples. I ignored that girl today, but I heard she talked bad about me, so it's fine. I didn't invite the new guy to sit with me at lunch, but it's okay, because when I was new, nobody invited me either, so good luck, right? I talked back to my mom, but it's okay, because she was being really annoying. That's never happened, right? I didn't do my homework, but it's okay, because I still have a good grade in that class, so it's fine. I didn't do it. So, if we didn't justify ourselves, those same statements would sound a bit different. So let's see. I ignored someone. I didn't invite the new guy to sit with me. I talked back to my mom and I didn't do my homework. That sounds quite a bit different, right? Than with the justifications. So it's important for us as we learn and gain wisdom throughout our time, especially right now, to take away those ugly justifications and be true. Seek out what's true, good, and beautiful, and what's true is going to be important. And the truth is, those things are never okay, right? No matter what someone's done to us, we try to act in a way that we can help somebody else, make them feel good, and we can feel good about ourselves for it. So we're going to talk a lot more about that and some other things, and I'm excited to be with you all week. Before we get to that, let's end our reverent portion. Let's go ahead and stand and face the flag. To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for listening to Radio 201. You can find more of these podcasts on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.